Good morning, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. As always, we are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. Please go check us out at depaul.edu/writing. Finals week's coming up. Get your appointment on. I am your host, Ryan McQueenie, joined by my co-host, Kate Harrington.
Hey.
How are you doing this wonderful Friday morning, Kate?
I'm doing really good. I've been up for a while, actually.
Good. You've had all week to think of a word, and you come up with good.
I feel energized.
Energized. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Look at
early on a Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
This week, we have a very special guest. We have John Groot.
Groot. Doesn't matter.
Something of pronunciation. Yeah, I knew that I was going to say that.
I'm Groot.
There you
get
go.
Get out of the way.
Before we do that, I haven't seen that movie, Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's so good.
It's all right.
Is that bad? There's
yeah,
a lot
it
of
was like a summer hit.
There's a lot of movies I just like straight up haven't seen. I have not seen Good Will Hunting.
What?
Yeah, I've not seen it.
That's like a crime against
humanity.
And
I also haven't seen Shawshank Redemption.
Ugh.
That's all right.
Or Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
what have
my
you
God.
Seen?
I've seen a lot of really bad movies. Have you seen? Have you ever heard of Surf Ninjas?
No.
That used to be my favorite movie as a kid.
You've seen Surf Ninjas, but you haven't seen Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. I've seen Surf Ninjas about a dozen times. The amount of times you would go to Blockbuster and get the VHS of Surf Ninjas is kind of...
It's expensive.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even...
You put a lot of investment into Surf Ninjas.
Yeah. I put a lot of my mom's money into Surf Ninjas. It's a phenomenal little 90s movie. Tone Loc is in it.
Okay. I don't know
you
who
should
that
should check
is.
It out. We'll watch it sometime.
Okay.
Tone Loc.
So this week, very special first segment. It's called Let's Talk About Kanye West Being Crazy.
Yes.
Last week, we didn't have the album. This week, we do have the album.
Or digitally. You don't have it.
I'm on my 90-day free trial of Tidal.
Are you really?
Thank you, Beyonce. Beyonce got me a 90-day free trial of
Tidal. How'd she do that?
That song came out, Formation.
Oh,
and
I see.
They were doing a promotion. I don't know if you know, but Beyonce's married to Jay-Z. Who owns Tidal?
Did not know that. Yeah. Just kidding. I super knew that.
Come to me for your pop culture references.
Wait, so now you can't get a 90-day free trial?
No, I have one.
No, but can I get
it? Yeah, you can get one. Beyonce.tidal.com.
Oh, really?
You're welcome, Beyonce, for the plug.
Yeah.
I'll bill you. I'll send you the check. But in actuality, we won't spend too much time on Kanye West. I think we spent enough last week talking about the possibility of having the album.
I think you also just in general life spend too much time talking about Kanye West.
That's probably fair, actually.
Walt Disney.
Shakespeare. Oh, goodness. What I will say before we start the show is I hope he's doing okay.
Kanye?
Yeah.
He thinks he's Walt Disney and Shakespeare.
It doesn't seem like he's doing okay. Have you ever seen, like, I've never been able to watch someone have a mental breakdown via Twitter. Quite
yeah,
like
you're right.
It's a lot of game people, you know.
So this week we're going to be talking video games. It's going to be very exciting. John has a little bit of experience with video games.
Wait, can we clarify? His last name is...
It's Groot. But
Groot.
I go by Groot because it's free it's free publicity. Like, I don't need
Groot.
To do anything.
People yeah, I am that. Groot.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah,
something, like, something like that. Before we jump into talking about words.
Talking to, I think, is like more efficient. So,
brought to you by the Writing Center.
Words. Sponsored by. We will do Word of the Day. Speaking of words, Word of the Day. Word of the Day, America's favorite game show segment. That's statistically has been found to be true. Where we guess a rare or uncommon word. Why do we do it, Kate?
Because words are the currency of life.
That's just the truth. This week we have a word from, it's a verb.
Yeah, we don't get
verbs. We've been mixing it up. Yeah, we've been mixing it up.
Instead of adjectives all the time.
Which is good, a verb. That's going to be crazy. It's from Latin origin, and the word is perore.
Ooh, good pronunciation.
The word is, the word of the day is perore.
And how do we spell it?
P-E-R-O-R-E. And this week we don't have any crazy accent marks.
Which so is two perore.
What was last week's? I missed that show.
It was Fete, yes.
Which meant celebration.
But it was in French, so it had like a little weird triangle on top of one of the
circumflex.
E's. Circumflex. There we go.
We learned a lot last episode.
I've like really sometimes showcased my cultural ignorance on this show. Yeah, it's got one of the triangular things above the E's, you know.
Fete.
Makes you say it differently.
But anyways, say it again.
Perore. Perore.
Should get Facebook to pronounce it for you.
Oh.
Is it, wait, that's what?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I was going to say, there's a
yeah,
way.
Yeah, like how they do the name pronunciations now. Yeah.
What?
Mine's a Dune reference. Does that make me cool?
Yeah. Oof.
I'm confused. What are you talking about?
On Facebook,
about?
You can set your name pronunciation. So it tells people who look at your page how to pronounce your name.
But it has to be a similar length to your actual name.
Oh, okay. So,
well, I set mine as my actual name.
Yeah, I set mine to Yuar Paul Muad'Dib. And that's, like, it's not my name. But it's
no, it isn't.
But it's funny. I think Megan Peets, who also works at the Writing Center, hers is Kill Me With A Rake.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
You can just do stupid things.
Oh, my gosh.
Just put in, like, all eyes.
I know what I'm doing.
See what they say.
I know what I'm doing as soon as the show is over.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Okay, so perore. It's
perore.
A verb from Latin origin. If you think you know what perore means, please text us at 773-325-7341. There's another way that you can do it, though.
You can tweet us.
This is Kate's favorite way.
Yeah, I love Twitter. Hashtag Scrawl Radio.
Hashtag.
You can follow me at Parks and Kate.
Parks and Kate.
Is that
you can't
cute?
Plug your personal Twitter on air.
Yeah, why not?
I'm to plug myself.
Yeah, what's yours?
You can follow me at John Groat 5 ever. It's all one word. It's Twitter. It's my brand. It's also my Instagram handle if you want to follow me on that.
Okay,
you
nice.
Have to. It's here. Yeah, you have to stay. It's much easier to stay consistent across the board with your social media,
yeah,
I've found.
To establish a brand.
Well, the problem is you don't change your Facebook URL until you're certain. Because you can't change it back.
Because
mine is currently Pleb City USA. And that's bad.
They allowed, at some point they did allow us to change them. I know for sure.
You can change the URL, but you can't change it after you change it once.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because the day that they came out with create your own URL thing,
mm-hmm,
I had been listening to a lot of LL Cool J that day.
Of course.
So I put mine as facebook.com/mamasaidknockyouout. And it was that for like 3 years. And then I was like, this does not accurately represent the content of this Facebook page.
That's so funny too.
Yeah.
Do you ever have to give employers your Facebook profile?
No.
I've had to do for application.
Never do
for
that,
scholarship.
That's
applications.
So scary.
Yeah.
So can you imagine? Facebook.com/
what is
Mama said knock
Mama
you
Mama said knock you out. Oh, I thought you were saying you're
no.
Yeah, I wouldn't get the job, that's for sure.
I'd like to think that in this day and age, it's all right, you know?
Yeah, probably.
They'd be like, oh. These kids.
He's like, LL Cool J, that guy that hosts the Grammys every year.
Yeah,
he's great. Okay, John.
Yes. Yeah.
John Groat.
John Groat.
I want to say grout, like the cleaner.
The disease?
Yeah.
No, that's gout.
It's gout.
Oh, yeah, man. You got a rough last name.
Let's not talk about that.
It's better than you'd think.
Yeah.
Because one pronunciation everyone remembers now, and Groot. One pronunciation no one remembers, but it doesn't matter because they remember the first one.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And it makes them feel bad, so they feel like they're kind of indebted to me. You know? So it's like, it ends up working out.
For your favor, yeah.
Yeah.
John, you're fitting in perfectly, I would say, very early in the episode. So that's
thank
great.
You.
We might just keep you forever. But
I don't know. I have work on Fridays.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is John Groat. I'm a third year student at DePaul. I study, I'm in the computer game development program with a focus in gameplay programming.
Ooh, that sounds so
for
fancy.
The people that don't know, the game development program has three focuses. So there's game design, gameplay programming, and systems programming. And they're kind of like, if you were to say that, I usually describe it as the game design side is more artistically based. So like you have to, you aren't doing as much like systemic or not systemic, but you're not doing like technical things necessarily. Okay. Or like you're, most of the people who go into it don't expect to do technical things, but I can talk about that later. And then the other end, the systems programmers aren't barely making like making games in the sense that a lot of people think of when they hear game development. And then the kind of middle part that I'm in is kind of a mix of those, where you have to understand the technical side of things, and you also have to understand the design.
The artistic side of things, too.
Or kind of artistic. It depends how you look at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I do that.
Is that so in CDM school?
That's in CDM.
Cool.
I am a contract software engineer at Robomoto right now, which is a local game development company.
Ooh.
Their most recent major release was Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
I didn't know they were still making Tony Hawk games. That's
yeah,
so
it
cool.
was. It was the. It was. I thought it was pretty good, but I'm a little biased, and a lot of people hated it because it was very buggy for a variety of reasons that I know about that I can't talk about.
Because you were on the other side. That's very interesting.
And I wasn't working on that. I was developing a mobile game called Packet.
Ooh.
P-A-K-K-I-T.
Is that available on right now. The App Store?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. It's a mobile game.
It's a mobile advert game for a local tool distribution company, Zorro.
Oh.
Cool.
And
fascinating.
Fun.
Download that. We're full of plugs very early
yeah.
in the episode.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all about that. Free yeah. marketing.
Cool. So kind of just trying to get to know you a little bit better. What is your favorite part about video game design and video game production? Like what gets you ticking as far as
I've like been prepping for this. So it's a mixture of kind of the reason I went into game development in the first place was because I wanted to do like computer sciencey stuff in high school. Like I'm going to do something. Like,
yeah.
choose something. But I didn't want to sit in an office like my dad, for lack of a better description. And I ended up going into just like game development because it was another way to kind of have a creative outlet while also doing something that I understand. So what I like about games is that it kind of meshes a more technical and like organized idea of this like programming language into something that is more visual, which is more like how I actually think. So that's I guess that's kind of what I like about it, is that it's meshing.
It's like it becomes like a tangible thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like meshing this digital space with something that you're actually using. And then I'm a fan of culture, which this sucks.
that's a great part of it too, though. That's for sure. I think people are often afraid to say those words, that I'm a fan of culture, because you don't want to be like the whole pop culture guy who's just obsessed with like top 40 radio and stuff. But at the same time, like
you appreciate
that's
it.
Fascinating. Yeah, yeah. You're talking about when you produce games like that, you're literally giving a mass audience something that they can like touch and play around with. And that does impact culture. It's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I approach everything kind of from the lens of games now. So I have
interesting
skewed perception of a lot of, not skewed, but like if I was to go watch a movie, like my taste in movies is largely influenced by my taste in games. So like that sort of thing. And same with like music. So, and it's kind of abstract. So it's difficult to be like, oh yeah. And this is why these are the things about those that I like, but I can say that like, I know that in comparison, like if I was talking to a film student, what they would say is a really good film from like the perspective of a creator would be a very different, it would be a very different opinion than like what my opinion on like what I think, what I really enjoy about film would be. And that's cool. But like, that's kind of just the background difference.
Very cool. So, I'm a regular gamer. I play Animal Crossing New Leaf every day on my 3DS.
That's good. That's
That's hip.
What about you? What's your favorite, all-time favorite video game?
Oof.
Or games, if you can't choose.
So the my go-to three.
Okay, good. You got a prepared
list. Yeah, because
list.
I get asked this a lot. Because,
yeah, I'm sure.
Comes with the territory.
I'm a gamer developer. usually what I say is Chrono Trigger.
Great answer. Yeah. Ready?
Wind Waker, Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker, and Metro 2033.
Mm.
And those, I say those because there's like, I have like a basis in those, but like my most recent, my favorite games that have come out recently, if we're going to do something like that, would be Grow Home, Video Ball, and I guess we'll go real recent and say, I like The Witness, but it's The Witness is a really recent game that came out, but I have problems with it, so I don't,
I recognized one of those games. How about you, Ryan?
I recognized your top three.
Cool.
Okay.
That's cool. Chrono Trigger is a good game. Legend of Zelda, Windraker.
That was the one I recognized. All-time
nostalgia hits, you know.
All-time great. And Metro 2033. I've never played it, but definitely aware of it.
It's one of the better shooters.
Chrono Trigger, like, possibly the best. Possibly the best game ever.
Of all time.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
That'll be John with video games, right?
Yeah.
Number one most impactful.
There's already enough of those people, you know?
In the industry. Like,
but you're going to be the next.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're okay, so humble.
That's scary.
I want to kind of put a pause on this conversation, if that's possible. Because we want to take our first break, but we were hitting on so many wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
So keep those ideas fresh in your brain for sure.
Let them simmer.
Speaking of things that you should keep fresh in your brain, the word of the day.
Perore.
Don't forget that it is perore.
Perore.
Don't forget that it is perore because we will be coming back to it. It's, of course, a verb of Latin origin. We will be coming back to it and we will be coming back to our conversation with John about video games and video game production after the break. To kind of fit with the theme of the episode, this week we will be listening to the official Super Mario Bros. Theme song. Kind of just bringing us all back to our childhoods if we played Super Mario Bros., which I did.
Who didn't?
Yes. Okay, so that is the official Super Mario Bros. Theme song, and we will see you on the other side of that.